Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I just want to say, this is the day that the Lord has made,
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah. You just want to have a moment. Yes. You just want to have a moment where you just tell God, thank you. Thank you for another day, because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't get this new day that the Lord has made. Somebody is going through and wondering how they're going to give their children food today. I thank God for the church that I go to, because we feed those that are in need, and I'm grateful for that. You know, to see cars in the drive of people wanting and needing food and sustenance and being able to do it. So thanking God for the opportunity to feed those that are in need. What a mighty God we serve. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be a child of God in this season. For God loves us, and he loves us without condition. He loves us because he is God, and he is the creator of everything. But the one thing that God has said in his word, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. So many times we'll say no, and then allow that no to become a yes. And I will say it, been guilty of it, had to repent from it, because you can't do everything. And I'm learning that every day. You can't do everything, and you can't be everything for everybody. You can only do what you can do, and what you can't, don't try to do more. God is wanting us in this season. His mother's telling me, you better rest. Because I don't want to wind up in a hospital bed because I didn't do what thus says the Lord, to rest and to some time for me, some time to rejuvenate, to take a sabbatical, to get away for a minute. God wants us to get away for a minute and to rest and to restore and to be revived. So we need to take some time today to be thankful. Thankful that God gave you another day. Thank you that he woke you up this morning. Thankful that he started you on your way. Put breath in your body. Just be thankful. Thank the Lord today that this is the day that he has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Because God is in it with you, and that he loves you more than you could ever imagine. Thank God this morning. Just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all
thank you, Lord.
You've done.
Thank you, Lord.
For me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Woo, glory to the name of the Lord. Mother Valerie, we got some word today, y'all. We got some word today. We got some dry bones. Come on now. We got some dry bones. We got some thankfulness. We got some things you need to think about. We got some love and grace and mercy. We got a little bit of it all this morning. But the one thing we got is that army. A dry bone, watching
amazing.
The dead bones come alive. Again, a word though for this morning is coming out of the book of James. As I said, James is the bomb. James is the one that I'm a little highlightable. They got all kind of highlightables in James. But the one thing that James tells us in our word is such a yes be yes and a no be no. You know, we got to walk the right way and talk the right way and do what God says to do. You know, so don't play with God. You know, don't play with your brothers and your sisters. Just do what is right. What is right with God? Because God loves you more than you can imagine. And if you go into our psalm this morning, it's a psalm of David. And it's let us worship at his footstool. We got to worship God today. You know, and, you know, God is telling us that we have to be just. You know, the king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. We got to be careful who we put in charge of our country, who we put in charge of our nation, who we put in charge, because what we will find out, if you put crooked in, you're going to have a crooked nation. If you put lion in, you're going to have a lion nation. We have to be very careful who we elect to positions of power, but we will be held accountable if they are not right and righteous. So we must pray. Pray some more, because now is that season that we need to be thankful. We need to be grateful, and we need to know that we are blessed. Mother, I'm going to open it up with you. Give us a prayer and take us in to Ezekiel chapter 37 through chapter 38. I will be back with the 132nd Psalm, verses 1 through 9, Proverbs 29 and 4, which I've actually just read, James and James chapter 4. So, and then we will open it up if there's somebody who just wants to tell God thank you. So, Mother Valerie, it is all yours. Take us.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, people of God. This is Thanksgiving Day, and Lord, we want to thank you again and again and again, because you did it again. You gave us the sunrise. Yahweh, Abba Father, you did it again. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord God. And, Lord, let these words touch somebody, because that's what we're here for, to touch somebody. And, Yahweh, we just thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up. We didn't wake up by clock. We didn't wake up by ourselves. If it wasn't for your hand nudging us, wake up, we wouldn't have, a lot of people didn't wake up, and we wouldn't have woke up. Thank you, Father. I'm reading Ezekiel 37 and 1. Hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. They were dead. When he said very dry, those bones were dead bones. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Whoa. God is bringing these dry bones back to life. Bones, he will say, come alive. Come alive, dry bones. I mean, that's something. Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling. Bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath. Breathe on these flames that they may live. And so I prophesied as he commanded me. And breath came into them, and they lived, stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Can you imagine the rattle of the bones coming together and all those men standing up? And then he prophesied as he was commanded, and breath came from the four winds. Ooh, and the dry bones, they were alive. I seen a picture of that dry bones coming alive, and it's just beautiful the way those men, all that army of men, just stood up. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves, bring you into the land of Israel. You remember the land of Israel became a nation May 14, 1948. He brought all the Jews from different nations everywhere. He said, I will cause them to come up from the graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your grave, I'll put my spirit in you, and you shall live. I will place you in your own land. And he did, 1948, May the 14th. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, as for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself, write on it, for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Take another stick, write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. When the children of your people speak to you, saying, will you not show us what you mean by these? Say to them, thus says Lord God, truly I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, tribe of Israel, his companion. I will join them with it, with the stick of Judah, make them one stick, and they will be one in my hand. Sticks on which you write will be in your hand before their eyes. Then he said to them, thus said the Lord God, truly I will take the children of Israel from among the nation where they have gone, gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. Bring them into their own land. It's like the title says, let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. When God said yes, it is yes. When God said bone, live, even dead bones will have to come back to life. And they did. He said, I will make them one nation in the land on the mountain of Israel. One king shall be king over them all. Shall no longer be two nations, nor shall they ever be divided into two nations again. They should not defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will deliver them from all their dwelling place in which they have sinned, will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgment, observe my statutes, and do them. Then they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, where your father dwelt, and they shall dwell there, they, their children, the children's children, forever. And you know the children of Israel are still in the land of Israel. God said they're going to be there forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I'll make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them, multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in the midst forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Indeed, I will be their God. They shall be my people. The nation also will know that I, the Lord, sanctified Israel, where my sanctuary is in their midst forevermore. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Mishael, Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, Thus says Lord God, Behold, I'm against you, O God, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with buckles, shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his troops, the house of Tomars from the far north, all his troops, many people are with you. Prepare yourself and be ready. You and all your companies are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. After many days you would be visited. In the latter years you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which have been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and then all of them dwell safely. You will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land like a cloud, you and all your troops and many people with you. Thus says the Lord God. On that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. You will say, I'll go up against the land of unwalled villagers. I'll go into a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take plunder and to take bounty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, and against a people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock and goods, who dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba, Dedan, the merchants of Taurus, and all the young lions will say to you, Have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to take great plunder? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to God, Thus says the Lord God, On that day when my people Israel dwell safely, will you not know it? Then you will come from your places out of the far north, you and many people with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days that I will bring you against my land so that the nations may know me when I am hallowed in you, O God, before their eyes. Thus says the Lord God. Are you he of whom I have spoken in former days by my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for years in those days that I will bring you against them? It'll come to pass at the same time when God comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury will show in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the birds of the heaven, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. Mountains shall be thrown down, steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against God throughout all the mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword will be against his brother, and I will bring him to judgment with pestilence, bloodshed. I will rain down on him, on his troops, and on the many people who are with him, flood and rain, great hailstone, fire, brimstone. Thus I will magnify myself, sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations. Then they shall know, that I am the Lord. Ezekiel 38:16. I will bring you against my land so that the nations may know me when I'm hallowed in you, O God. Just as God used stubborn Pharaoh to gain glory for himself in the eyes of the watching nations, so he will use Gog one day to again gain glory for himself on the world stage. I will be known in the eyes of many nations. Tired world have always been in God's divine sight. He wants to bless and favor the whole earth with his glory and bring all nations into a joyful and obedient walk with him. That's what he wants to do. And the title is Let Your Yes Be Yes and Let Your No Be No, Lest You Fall Into Judgment. Ezekiel 37:6. I will put breath in you and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. This passage looks forward to a day when God will gather the remnant of his ancient people to Israel again. He will breathe new life into them in such a way that the whole world will recognize the miraculous hand of God. No other nation in history has ever come back into existence after disappearing from the world stage for 19 brutal centuries. But Israel did in May the 14th, 1948. Israel became the nation. God would yet fulfill all his promise to his ancient people. If God said yes, it's yes. And if God say no, then it have to be no. Life lesson, watching dead bones come alive. Can you imagine a whole army of soldiers standing up? Can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, God, you know. Can these bones live? Ezekiel 37:14. Thus swirl into the air as the soldiers groan, stretch, willow their eyes. Ezekiel was confounded. Just moments earlier, the same dust that now clouded the air laid undisturbed on the ground. The thick layer had covered bones that remained in the valley from an ancient battle. The bones were old and they were dry. They were dead. So much time had passed since they had been functioning parts of human bodies. There were no longer any evidence of the flesh that once covered them. No life or hope resided in the Desmond Valley. Yet the Spirit of the Lord had breathed life into them. And now before Ezekiel stood an army of dry bones, an army of men, and they were alive. Each forgotten face, the strength, and each ancient hand was restored. In this valley of death, the Lord brought life. And through this miracle of the Lord's power, Ezekiel understood that the Lord had great plans for the nation of Judah. Can these bones live? Yes. I don't care how long you've been dead. Dry bones, come alive, come alive. Hope was rare during the era of Judah's history. Ezekiel himself must have felt as desolate and useless as the piles of bones that had laid before him. Babylon had invaded and conquered the holy city of Jerusalem and seemingly had destroyed the nation of Yahweh. The strategy of the Babylonian army was simple and brilliant: deportation and scattered of the people. They conquered so there could be no regrouping. Communities were torn asunder. Families were separated, and even the temple, even the temple was destroyed. As Ezekiel sat on the banks of Shebar River in Babylon, he must have pondered God's will for Judah and realized that only a miracle could bring the people had been scattered back together. Only the mighty working of the Lord could reveal the desolation. Yet when God brought Ezekiel to the valley, the miracle of life was before him, wherein there was only bones. The Lord had muscle, tendon, tissue, and those restored silent bodies. The Lord breathed life. He would do the same with Judah. He would take the spiritually dead, scattered nation, and by his might bring it back to life. Can these dry bones live? The name Ezekiel means God is strong. But who can know the strength and power that the Lord had chosen to show to Judah as Ezekiel watched the Lord's work with dismay? He heard the Lord promise, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. In your own life, you may find feeling disappointed, depressed, desperate, disheartened, disillusioned, or even feeling as if parts of you are dead. Your valley of dry bones may be a great loss, a failed relationship or illness that consumes you, circumstance which is beyond your control. Trials will come throughout your life that seem impossible to overcome. But Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There is life in the valley. The same God who breathed life into the old dry bones sustains you today. He's able to infuse you with new life and hope. God is able. He is able to make a new creation out of you, restore your hope and dreams. He's able to take your valley of pain and defeat and fill them with victory, to be mighty in spirit. And not about living a perfect trial-free life. It's about facing your trials with the knowledge that the Lord is mighty to save and able to bring life where there was only death. He works in miraculous ways for each of his children. Ezekiel was stunned by miracles, and he believed the Lord would do as he promised. History shows that God faithfully returned the nation of Judah to the land of its inheritance. When you're in the valley of hope, may seem far away, but God is there for you, and he is planning the moment when he will bring life into your old dry bones. Take heart. Just as the victory was near for Ezekiel and the nation of Judah, God is near to you. God is near to you. Just one breath from God, and your life will never be the same. God is so near to you that he's in you. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. You say God is near to you. God is in you. And you have to be careful wherever you take God, because wherever you go, God will go with you. He's in you. Can't go nowhere without God. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor. But can these dry bones live? Yes, they can. And I can see Ezekiel looking at the whole army of dry bones standing up, soldiers just standing up. And when he breathed the breath of life, God can do it. Is there anything? There's nothing too hard for our God to do. There's nothing. God can do anything he pleased, and he does. He's faithful. Yahweh, Abba, his Father. Turning this back over to Pastor.
Amen. Amen. I will bring you against my land. God says he's in charge. I will be known in the eyes of many nations. You know, if you don't know God yet, after everything that's going on right now, then you need to open your eyes, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that I want to see you. We got to want to see him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother, for a great word. You know, you do not have because you do not ask. You're about to come up on that right now in James. But first, let's go to the Psalms. Please get your Bibles because this is Bible study. You know, Mother and I read it to you, but it's still Bible study. Mark these pages in your Bible, highlightables, all of them. You know, when we say in the Word of God, David said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Because remember, David was having a moment. He's like, I live in this beautiful place, this nice house, this nice palace, and the house of God. God is in a tent. So he wanted to put God in a house. He wanted to build that temple for God and for the Ark of the Covenant. And God told him, I'm going to give you the design, but you will not build it. You got too much blood on your hands. So he wouldn't allow David to build it, but David's heart was feeling some kind of way. Look how I'm living, but my daddy, God, he's in a tent, and he didn't feel it was right. You know, but God told him what to do. David designed the temple. David got everything that was needed, and all Solomon had to do was build it. I think David even got the workmen. Come on now. God did it all. God said he would do it, and he did it. We got to listen to the voice of God and know that what he said is the truth. You know, I have a sign on my wall, and it says, "The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" We can't fear anything because God is with us. We got to trust the Lord every day. And it goes and says, "Behold, we heard of it in Ephrath. We found it in the fields of the woods. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee." We've got to have that in our spirit. And in Proverbs 29:4, we talked about it earlier, but we're just going to hit it again. The king establishes the land by justice. Justice. And we got to remember that. That we can't let news heads and talking heads tell us what's right and wrong. Ask God what's right and what's wrong. Everybody, if you do wrong, then you need to face the consequences just like everybody else.
And
it don't matter how much money you got, how many lawyers you got, how much political power you got. If you did wrong, you got to face the consequences just like everybody else. Because that is true justice. Justice. God said it in his word, the king establishes the land by justice. Not by lies, proper line, his line, they line, everybody line. It's not, that's not what God says. Fake news is not real. You know, but news is news and truth is truth. And a lie is a lie. And it says, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. In other words, if you got wickedness in high places, you're not going to have justice.
Amen.
You're not going to have justice. But God has given us a blueprint of wisdom. He's given us a blueprint of how to live a right and righteous life. We got to keep trusting God. And as we go into our title word this morning, as Mother got excited about them dry bones, I'm about to get excited in James, because James does not play. Woo! He just tell you like it is. You have not got to ask not. You know, if you're saying, "Lord, I need," did you ask for it? Did you write it down? Did you make it plain? Did you speak to God? And I'm not talking about, "Lord, I need." No, you don't need a Louis Vuitton purse. That's a want. No, you don't need a Mercedes-Benz. That's a want. But you do need transportation, and you need a place to put your wallet in. And whatever God gives you, that's for you. But don't get wants and needs mixed up. You need food. You need water. Your water don't have to be bottled. I'm just being honest. Even though I drink water, bottled water, because I live on a well and I have to be very careful with the water that we drink, you know, but I know that it's fresh because I had it tested. So I'm pretty happy with it. So I'm thankful to God for my well water. It sustains me, and I'm going to tell you, your skin feels real nice and smooth when you get finished taking a shower in it. Especially when you got a nice water softener. And I'm like, "Lord, thank you. My water softener is working." in the name of Jesus. And as we go into James chapter 4, again, get your Bible, fam. It is a word to highlight. Get your highlighter. Get your pen. Get all those things you use to mark up your Bible. Because this is a markup set, a markup word. This is those highlighters that you get that real pen out, that you can mark it up real good so that you know. And it says, so you can mark verse number 3. You can mark, get your little star, whatever you got to put down to catch it. And it says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Bam. Woo! You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not have. Woo! Come on now. James, know he's preaching. Brother James is preaching this morning. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss. Come on now. Ask amiss. God is giving us a word through the brother of Christ this morning. And he tells us, so I'm going to read it again. Verse number 2. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You're in war. Come on now. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Well, bam. And he says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? A highlightable, all kind of highlightable. Can I say it again? Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world, make himself an enemy of God. Can you catch that? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. You are not a friend of God when you want to be a part of the world. Or do you think, come on now, highlightable, that scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We got to be humble before God, for it is God who is in charge of everything. God is in charge, not me, not you, not anybody but God. We got to understand God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. You can't put yourself up on pedestals and think that God is going to bless your mess, because he's not. We got to understand God's in charge of everything. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Highlightable. All of it highlightable. Come on now. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart. You know, and that song, as I was talking about yesterday, wrap me in your arms. You know, there's a verse in there that says, purify my heart. We want God to purify our heart, to cleanse us from the inside out. We want to be clean from the inside out. Purify my heart. We want that from God. You know, all I can do is fall on my knees and cry. Cleanse me with fire and purify my heart. Draw me close, closer than before, closer than I've ever been. That's a prayer to God that we need to pray regularly. Draw me close. We want to be close to God. We want to have a purified heart. And he tells you, you double-minded. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. You got to give it to God and watch it work in your life. To God, everything, give it to God. God is in charge of our life. God is in charge of our hope. God is in charge of our dreams. Do not speak evil of one another, brother. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not doers of the law, but a judge.
Amen.
Therefore, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Bam. James is speaking. Who are you to judge another? God is putting it in our spirit. Don't sit on the judgment sheet. You are not able to. Because as you judging somebody, somebody else is judging you. As you talking
true
about somebody, ooh, girl, look at them feet, and they got the nerve to have polish on. Somebody's talking about your ugly hands that you got polish on. You better stop it. You know, come on. We get caught up in foolishness. Girl, you know that dress is so inappropriate for church. Whatever. They dress right. Get out of somebody's house. Well, I don't know. They just got too much stuff. It ain't your business. That God gave them overflow. It's not your business. Girl, I don't know. Have you seen that pastor? He driving a brand new car. Girl, you know where your tires is going. Your pastor driving a brand new car. Excuse me. My pastor's got a job. My pastor's got income that doesn't have anything to do with what the church gives them. But yet folks want to judge somebody. Come on, we got to get out of the judgment seat. And most of the time it's just nitpicking meaning. And we can't be mean. God wants us to love each other. God wants us to lift up, not tear down. You got to start speaking life and not death. The power of death and life is in this little membrane behind our teeth. We want to speak life. And he tells us, who are you to judge another? Highlightable. Write it down. Make it plain. I will not judge. Who am I? Come
Amen.
On now.
Amen.
He says, come now.
Amen.
You who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Come on now. The Lord
True.
Is telling us, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But what is your life? It is even a vapor. It's a vapor. Whew, come on. That appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord will. If the Lord will. You know, I just want to say, you know, shout out to Evangelist Shannon. Every time I have talked to her, she'll say, like, we'll talk again if the Lord will. And whatever she'll say that she's going to do, she said, the Lord will. And I thought, you know what? That's the word. You know, instead of saying I'll see you tomorrow, I'll say now to my clients. They'll say, well, I'll see you Friday. I'll say, if the Lord will. You know,
Amen.
I'll say, the Lord will. And the creek don't rise. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we got to understand. We don't know what God's plans are. So it is if the Lord will. If the Lord will. We got to understand all things happen for a reason and a purpose. And it tells us in the word of God that we do what we do if the Lord will. You know, let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's also our word for Sunday. Because in this word today, God is telling us what we have to do. You know, chapter 5 is going to be Sunday. I was wanting it to be today, but it's not. But still, it's still the same word. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. If God will, we'll be together on tomorrow for Old Testament Friday. if the Lord will, we'll be together on Sunday for New Testament Part 2. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. And it tells us this in the Word of God, where as you do not know what will happen tomorrow, but what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. We got to let our yes be yes and our no, no. We got to humble ourselves before God. And as we go back to James chapter 4, verse 2, you do not have because you do not ask. And when you ask amiss, you're not going to get it. So just understand, if you ask in God, Lord, I want $1 million. But you want $1 million not to help the poor, not to pay your tithes to your church, not to build up the kingdom of God, but to see where you can have all this ostentatious stuff. I want to have a big house. I want to have a this. I want. But not what can I do for somebody else. We've got to help others. And it says, why does God make us ask him for what we need and want rather than just giving it to us? Without asking one thing, he knows that if he did not set it up this way, he might never get a fellowship with us. You know, folks don't even pray until they want something. Lord, I want healing. Lord, I want this. Lord, I want that. But other than that, don't talk to God. Don't have time for God. Don't go to church. Don't want to go to church. Don't want to spend any time in the company of God's people in prayer. Don't. I ain't got time for all of that. Them people over there, they be in church every day. I ain't got time for that. I got a life. I ain't got time. You know what? God is saying, did I wake you up this morning? Did I put your feet on the floor? Then you got time to spend with me. We got to make time to spend with God. In James 4:10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. This is another way to say, as God spoke through Samuel, the prophet, those who honor me and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. We got to honor God in all we do. My job that I'm going to this morning, that was what made me know that where I worked for these 8 years, I've been there 8 years, that it's where I was supposed to be when I retired. I thought I was going to lay back and do me. That wasn't God's plan. God said, you're going to help others, and you're going to help and pay back. You're going to pay it forward. Children and seniors. When I was a child, it was a senior that raised me. Just want to say thank you. Thank you to my parents. Thank you to my mother. Thank you to those that have poured into my life. I'm here because of, as my husband called them, those Paducah ladies that poured into this little girl when I was little. They were the ones that were there, pouring into me, showing me etiquette, showing me how to love God, showing me that mission was just not something you said. Mission was what you live. We got to live what God called us to do. James 4:17, therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. When you know what to do, you got to do it. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Let the yes be yes and the no, no. When God puts a burden on our hearts for someone, we dare not shove that inclination to the back of our mind. If we do such a wicked thing, God asks, how does the love of God abide in us? 1 John 3:17, which we will be getting to before the end of this year. So I say this morning, as we get in, let the yes be yes. Let the no be no. Do not speak evil of one another, brother. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Therefore, there is no one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Let your yes be yes and your no, no. And watch God work in your life. Ask God for what you need. Ask God for how you need to act, how you need to treat your brother and your fellow men. And I say to you this morning, family, happy Thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever and ever. Tell God thank you this morning. Tell God thank you. Lord, I thank you for another day. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Lord, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my biological family. I thank you for my adopted family. I thank you for my church family. I thank you for my pastor. I thank you for Mother Valerie, for my mother. I thank you for my parents that raised me. I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. If there's anybody this morning, now is the time to push that number one on your phone and just say, God, thank you. We just want to say it together. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Tell God thank you this morning. 7298, the line is open.
Amen.
Good morning. 7298, the line is open.
Amen.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah,
happy,
it's me.
Good morning, Tracy.
Happy
how
Thanksgiving.
You?
I'm fine. How are you?
You too. I'm blessed. What are you thankful for this morning, Sister Tracy?
Of course, Pastor Jesse and Table of Life Ministry members and great church home. I'm grateful for where I'm at and how God has really taken me above and beyond to new places. It's amazing.
Ooh, look at God. Amen. Thank you. And I want to tell everybody, I'm thankful for Sister Tracy. There are mornings where Sister Tracy is the first one on the line, the first one that's out there. And every day she'll give me a call and say, I listen deep.
Amen.
I hear the word of God, and that I'm not by myself. So I just want to thank God for Sister Tracy for always being a support of my devotion and of listening to the word and being of the word. She goes out and dances, and I just want to tell God, thank you for this moment. That's a mighty long way, and she never forgets. To tell God, thank you. So
amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Tracy. 79.
Good morning.
The line is open. Good morning.
Praise
Amanda.
The Lord.
How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Truly blessed and highly favored by God. Always ready to give God thanksgivings, not just on today, but every day
amen.
That he wakes us up. And I'm just grateful and thankful. Because, hallelujah, I give God all the glory, honor, praise, and worship on today because of the young women that he has blessed me to cross their path. I take no glory and I take no credit because I remember that day, hallelujah, on the bus. Hallelujah, When Sister Tracy sat beside me, hallelujah, and I offered her a daily bread, and I don't remember how many years it's been, but she's been pressing, and God gets all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, and all the worship belongs to him, true praise and true worship and honor, hallelujah, and I give it to him daily. Every time I think about every young woman that he has blessed me to be able to evangelize to lead them and guide them and direct them and tell them who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, God, I thank him on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Shannon. Again, evangelizing.
Amen.
And Tracy has taken that mantle and continues to do just that. As you invited her in, she's inviting others in. So all I can say is thank you, Tracy. And as Evangelist was saying thank you, and she says every day is a day of thanksgiving. And that song, and when she said that, the song came into my spirit. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. And that is what God has put in my spirit. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Tell God thank you. Lift up your brothers. Lift up your sisters. Lift up your families. I lift them up. And as we get ready to leave this morning, I just want to say thanks to Mother Rita, who also, like Tracy, is always there, and she doesn't know how much I appreciate her, that she has been with me from day one, from Saturday night to early on a Monday morning at 8 o'clock when we used to do talk, more of a talk show. And I can't say anything more than thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother Rita. It's a wrap came from her. So I just want y'all to know how good God is and how good he is to all of us. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today and every day. So that's all we got this morning. Come join us tomorrow for Old Testament Friday. We will be in Ezekiel and working our way through the Old Testament. And all I can say is, won't God do it? Yes, he will. He will take us where we need to go. He's going to keep taking us to the throne and not to the phone, except for if you call it moving forward. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, family. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Evangelist.
The word from Carolyn.
She did not send it this morning yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm still waiting. That's why I'm kind of talking a little bit to see if she's going to send it before we end. But I have not gotten it this morning. So we're going to have to wrap it up and just tell God thank you, because I got to go to work. And I still got a turkey to stick in the oven. So thank you so much, family. Praise God today. And remember that the Lord loves us and that he loves us more than we could ever know, more than we could ever think. Write it down, family. Make it plain. And get your ass in. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Minister Shem, will you pray us out this morning as the Lord watches between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other, family? We ask for you to be blessed beyond measure on this day of thanks. Minister Shannon, pray us out this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Heavenly Father, we just truly thank you for waking us up this morning with the right mind and the use of our limbs. We thank you, Lord, that as, hallelujah, Pastor Bridget and Mother Minister Valerie, hallelujah, was blessed to be raised up, and they arise and, hallelujah, move forward in teaching and preaching and presenting and reading the word to those all over your globe. So we thank you, Lord, that as you bless each and every here, hallelujah, that becomes a doer of your word a hundredfold in the spiritual realm, because we know that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank him for who he is and not for what he can do. So we give him glory, honor, praise, and worship on today. And we thank you for traveling grace for every traveler all over the nation, highway, byway, flyway, trainway. Hallelujah, local Father God, we thank you, Lord, those families
that are our word.
Oh, God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for giving you thanksgiving, a thousand words to you in Jesus' mighty name. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, for your strength and we're all hallelujah redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Everything, God, I just want to thank you today and praise you, Lord. Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Preach that word. Amen. And Father God, I miss you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Amen. And Father God, I miss you. Available. You show me very great. And in your presence, you never leave table.
Thank you for another day. You gave me your arm for years, but you always come back. Look at Lena.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mother Valerie.
Thank you, Mother Valerie. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Have a blessed day.
Glory, glory.
It's a wrap.